Hey Savannah, it's Todd Schaefer. I'm good, and you? Great. Well, I appreciate you letting me give you a call. I always feel so much more comfortable versus going back and forth on a message, so that's great. So you've tried working through a broker before, and they weren't able to help you, or?
Okay.
Yeah, so you're about 90% of all people. Exactly, you're normal.
Yeah, they.
It's hit and miss. I mean, I kind of start to get a feel for which carriers I'm going to be really competitive with and which ones I'm not. And I really don't know anymore. It's like surprising me all the time. Like State Farm, we were smoking them all the time, and then they seem to be okay lately. And then Liberty Mutual, it's been hit or miss. So you just never know. So the hold on. The daggone, I had a question on the top of my mind and it just went blank. Hold on. Well, let me just, I'll just get your information. I have about 20 something carriers, so, and I'm directly appointed with all of them. So I'm just, if I placed you with, I don't know, Travelers, I'm your agent. If I placed you with Allstate, I'm your agent. If I placed you with Nationwide, I'm your agent. So, all right, I first need your address.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Let's start
Start
with
with
the
the
new address and then I'll get your current address because it would be better to quote you at the new address versus quote you with the address you're at right now, and then you move and change the address, and your rates change. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. 80. What was it? 80.
Okay.
Thought you said 219. I was like, no, that can't be. That's Denver. Meadows. And your date of birth? Oh, you just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday. And your husband's name? Okay, and his date of birth?
Okay.
Hold on, I'm just going to Google it too, make sure I got it right. There it is. Yeah, I got it. I see. It's the golf course. I play Meadows all the time, so probably natural to make it plural. You know, education and occupation can get you guys discounts, so what do you do for a living? Okay, so sales. Okay, and what about Mike? Okay, do you guys care who's the primary, because like when I rate it, my rater, I could click a button and it swaps you both and re-rates it. And sometimes it could, there's a difference. Okay. Okay. All right. And how about the highest level of education?
Okay.
And then how many vehicles do you insure with Liberty Mutual? And the year and make of the first one? Is that the one that's not titled to you, or that is that the one with the salvage title? So that one's titled to your grandfather? Are both of you on a title by chance, or just him? Okay. And what year did you buy that?
Okay.
Okay. And, right, you don't have a title, but is your name on the title? Okay, just want to make sure. And who drives that car the most? Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right. I want to make a note of that. Work from home. And then, so you need full coverage on that. Do you know if the loan balance is higher than the blue book value? Do you know if you took out any gap insurance when you bought the vehicle, or if you have gap insurance with Liberty Mutual? Which means if the car is totaled and they determine the actual cash value of the vehicle is, say, $10,000, but you owe $13,000 on it, they only have to pay the $10,000 and you're stuck with $3,000. If you have gap insurance, it's all paid off.
Okay.
All right. That might be something we might want to check if it's at all a concern, because it just breaks my heart, you know, that we overlook a little detail like that and it ends up costing you a lot of money. All right, and what's the second vehicle you drive? Okay. And is that the one with the salvage title? What was the salvage from? Was it from an accident, or was it like hail? Oh, okay. And it's also fairly old, so I would imagine you carry liability only on it, or do you carry full coverage? All right, so I'll rate that one as pleasure. So the other one, even, you know, it's tough to get under the 7,500 miles, and the discount's not that huge, but I'll definitely rate the Honda Accord as a pleasure vehicle. And what year did you get that car? And is it titled to you? Okay. Okay, that's fine. You have insurable interest with that. That's their issue with titled vehicles. So if you wrecked a car, they would have to make the check out to your granddad on the Jeep. So, all right, are you open to getting more discounts by allowing a telematic device to track your driving habits? Both. Okay. Is he speed a little bit or? Okay. Sure. Well, you know what? Depending on the carrier, I'll either recommend it or tell you, yeah, stay far away from that. So some of them, they give you 10% for doing it. Even if you're the worst driver in the world, they won't increase your rates. They'll just take back 5% of the 10% discount. So for not doing it, you lose that 5% that you otherwise would get. So, but there's only a couple that are like that. The rest, you know, there's a couple that I don't even like to write with anymore because they can increase your rate. So it's a really carrier by carrier thing. Do you guys have AAA, or would you expect your insurance to pay for your towing or roadside expense? Okay.
Good.
Yeah. No, I'll quote it with it on there. That's a very inexpensive amount. So, but I don't like the double coverage in case you do have AAA, so... If your vehicle is in a body shop as a result of an accident, would you guys need a rental car? Okay. It's not super expensive. Do you, what I like to do is like know your preference. So, because when I had two accidents on Saturday where my insurance called me, and I was like, you know, I always worry, like, the first one was, I just told him my car, I need a rental car. And I was like, please tell me I got that on the policy, please. Because when that happens, people don't remember this time where they think, you know, I could probably get by with it. I don't need it. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So the first goal is to meet your expectations, and if the premiums aren't affordable, then you, of course, you got to start negotiating them and say, okay, maybe we can do without this, maybe we could do without that. So, and they're not expensive, some of them. So, what about a windshield? If it needed to be replaced today, how much would you want to pay? Well, I'm going to start with zero, because it's, so would you rather pay $4 extra per month to know if you needed a new windshield, it would be free, or would you rather save that $4 and pay for the windshield out of pocket? Yeah, it just, you know, even though it's $4 more, it's so great to be able to say, go get a windshield. It's not going to cost you anything. Yeah. So, all right, what about vandalism, hail, hitting an animal? How much would you guys want to pay towards those deductibles? Okay. Yeah, there's not going to be any comp and collision on that. Well, if it was, if you were the one that had caused that accident, could you guys have comfortably afforded a $500 deductible? Would $1,000 be a stretch? All right, I'm going to start with $500. Doesn't make a lot of sense to have $1,000 deductible if you can't come up with it and get your car fixed. So, do you know, and so are you able to access your Liberty Mutual information? All right, tell me what you see for your car coverage. Yeah, I'm mainly worried about the Jeep. So you should see bodily injury limits. Yep, that's correct. Okay. Okay. And just keep telling me what else you see. See any other medical? Okay. 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 All right. So, does the comprehensive and collision both say 1,000? Yeah. Other than collision, it's comprehensive. So good. Sorry. Hold Okay. Go for it. Do you see anything for rental car or loss of use? Okay, and then how about roadside? Okay. So it would say, well, it would actually just say roadside. And how much are you paying them? And how much are you paying per month? Well, 3,429 would be almost. All right, that's what I. Okay, 289 a month. Well, let's hope that we could beat that. That would be sweet. And you've been with them for more than 2 years? Okay, good. And then your home, what do you rent? Do you rent an apartment, a house, a condo? Okay. All right, and let me get your current address. Okay. I'm sorry, BRAST. Okay, got it. And that's in. And was that street or? Just corrected my spell in a Braselton Street. All right. Do you know about how much personal property content coverage you have on your renter's policy? Okay. All right. Are they going to require renters in your new residence? So tell me about your jewelry. So on a renter's policy, even a homeowner's, they're only going to cover up to $1,500 or maybe some are $2,500 per item, and then that's it. So if you have a wedding ring that's worth $10,000, you actually have to put a floater on the policy to insure it. I don't know. What is your ring worth? What would you value your jewelry at total? I'll tell you right now, it's not cheap. So I think I insured a $10,000 ring and it was about $80 a year. And the reason it's not cheap is that there's no peril. It's called an open peril, which means a mysterious loss, they cut you a check for $10,000. It goes down a drain, $10,000. It's 100% covered. So it doesn't hurt to, I think what would be best. Let me get your email and I'll send you an email. And then if you give me a breakdown of your jewelry, at least I could tell you. So if somebody did break in and stole everything, or if you're more concerned about a particular piece that you wear most often, I would imagine if you lost your wedding ring, that would be pretty heartbreaking to lose $10,000. So, what's your email? Hold on. And do you have your driver's license number? And are you and Michael the only drivers in the household? Is she a permit driver at that time or getting a actual driver's license? All right. Permits, don't, and I hate to say this because then a particular carrier might prove me wrong, but permit drivers don't tend to affect rates whatsoever. Okay, cool. Well, I've knuckled through all that with each of my four kids, so good luck with that. All right, cool. Nice. So, what's your driver's license number? Zero five one eight nine zero eight seven seven. Is that Colorado? So I'm going to assume that all the VINs will come up because so if they don't, I'll call you back. Oh, excellent. Thank you. Oh, I got it right here. And it's usually, if the Jeep is on your Liberty Mutual policy, it will probably come up. Because that's what they actually share is the insurance information so that there's evidence of proof of prior. So, all right, I got to get you into my rater, which will shoot out to all my carriers and then kind of give me an indication of which one's looking best. So then we usually go into the top three or so and then, make sure all the information transfer properly. And hopefully we have a rater, I mean, a carrier that's a lot better than that Liberty Mutual. So that's up there. So I'm very hopeful that I can save you some money. So give me about, I don't know, depending on my day. My daughter, that was who called when I was on the phone. My daughter just called me. I want to call and see what she needed. And then,
But
I should have some numbers for you today, though. Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, if you got it, I will take it. That's fantastic. So let me pull that part of my screen back up. All right, go for it. Colorado as well. All right, excellent. We'll get started on this right now, and then I'll give you a call back, okay?
All right. Yeah, it was great talking with you.
Thank you.
Bye.